Yeah, 2015, we did get flooded on site as well. They started Castle Fund flood relief scheme since 2020. We've seen no action because they've come out, they've locked. They know where the problem is. You know, the money's there for it. They've got money to do greenways and different projects for miles and miles, which we're not against. Great to see it happening. But there's a problem like this here in the centre of a village that hasn't been looked at or opened up to be investigated. The thousands we've spent in tax and VAT and council rates over the years, and we've seen no return for it. And it's not good enough. Like, you're paying thousands and thousands, and the help simply wasn't there yesterday. We couldn't get sandbags. We couldn't get the road closed. At the end up, we had to block the road ourselves to stop traffic coming through because it was pushing water into, you know, homes. People had to leave their homes. We had some sandbags which helped, you know, stop the water from getting in the doors. But then, as I say, when the farmers showed up with the tankers and the pumps, that made a hell of a lot of difference. And it's a difference of us being in business and out of business today. But we don't know when the next one's going to come. We're hoping the council steps up now and stops chatting and gives us some action.